movie references you may not get,
even if you saw the movie.
This is Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back into Rothman and Ice. Matty Ice, Jensen Lewis hanging out with me today, filling in for our guy, AR. Time for us to head back out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We're going to link up with James Kratz, Rutgers reporter for NJ.com. James, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
I am feeling well. You know, just getting ready for another Big Ten weekend. You know, I feel like every week going into the game, I think, all right, is this the week that something's going to happen and they're not going to play? But so far, so good for Rutgers and obviously for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, man, it's just one of those seasons, right, where I don't care what type of football I'm getting, I'm locking in, maxing. I don't care, man. I'm not going to take any of this stuff for granted, and we should have an entertaining slate of games tomorrow leading up to Ohio State and Rutgers at 7:30. Before we dive into the team, I want to start with the head honcho and Greg Schiano. Obviously, you covering this football program and him coming back to run the show again. What have you seen from Coach Schiano? Any major differences? How's the recruiting and all that stuff? Where's Greg Schiano at right now with getting things back on track?
Oh, it's been night and day. I mean, I think that I got asked by another Ohio State reporter, you know, what's been so successful? I said, it sounds silly or cliche, but he's Greg Schiano. You know, he's a guy who the minute he arrived, you know, the minute it was finalized, he got the job. You know, the Rutgers kind of had its presence back in the state. You know, this is a guy who he understands how to win at Rutgers. He understands New Jersey. You know, people respond to his presence. And you're seeing that, whether it's, you know, obviously beating Michigan State a couple weeks ago, the roster overhaul with the transfer portal, the recruiting class. You know, I haven't checked the rankings, you know, this week, but, you know, they're kind of hovering in that top 40 range for 2021. You know, he's just, you know, he's done it before. I think there's a confidence that, you know, look, it's going to take some time, and it's going to be harder in the Big Ten as opposed to the Big East, but he is the guy who can kind of get Rutgers back to a level of prominence that they kind of want to be at.
James, hey, it's Jensen. Greg Schiano, not the only former Buckeye coming back. You've got safety Brendan White, who's going to make his return to Ohio Stadium. Obviously, he played safety for the Buckeyes and started the final five games of the 18 season before his role was pretty reduced when the Buckeyes changed their defensive scheme in 2019. Kind of talk to us about how he's developed as you know, possibly one of Rutgers' star players after his transfer and now being a guy they rely on defense.
No, he's had a good start. You know, he's played really well the last 2 weeks. I think that, you know, Rutgers' defense has kind of exceeded expectations in some ways, but, you know, he definitely is, you know, you look at that roster and you say, okay, you know, he's one of the best two or three defensive guys they have. Might be long-term, you know, the best NFL defensive prospect they have on this team right now. And, you know, it's kind of hard because obviously all of our interactions with Brendan have been through, you know, over the, you know, WebEx, you know, Zoom calls, but he seems like he's a leader and he's brought a lot of experience to that team and kind of, he knows how to win. He's been around a winning culture, which is something a lot of these guys at Rutgers have never really experienced at the college level. So I think he's also made a big impact in the locker room that way.
James Kratz joining us here on Rothman and Ice. He Rutgers reporter for NJ.com. James, I want to ask you about the quarterback now. Let's lock in a little bit on Noah Vedrow and what he can do. Like, what are some strengths? What are some weaknesses that you've seen throughout two games so far this season?
Well, he can make plays in the run game. I think that's something that Rutgers really should try to hone in on and focus on more, you know, more zone read, you know, read option stuff. Because, you know, he's tremendous with his mesh points. In the backfield, and he really kind of ran over Indiana a couple of times when they went to a design run for him. You know, look, his arm strength isn't otherworldly, but it's good enough, I think. You know, he can make the throws. He's shown he can make good throws. I think the biggest issue for him has just been, especially last week against Indiana, holding on to the ball too long. You know, he threw three picks, two of them he got hit on. You know, and I think he's 6'1", and, you know, he's going to if he's holding on to the ball too long, if he's not going to get hit, he's going to get tipped at the line or bat at the line. So I think Rutgers needs to kind of move the pocket more with him, get him some cleaner running lanes. Look, Rutgers' offensive line has been better than we expected through 2 weeks, but it's still not a strong point. You know, they're going to have protection issues, especially playing a front like the Buckeyes. So I think Rutgers needs to move him more in the pocket on Saturday, and he just has to get rid of the ball quicker because, you know, you can only ask that offensive line to block and hold up so long.
James Cratch, Rutgers reporter for NJ.com, does a great job giving us some insight here for another couple minutes on Rothman and Ice. James, I'll ask you this in the most polite way possible. How the heck does Rutgers possibly upset Ohio State? What is the perfect storm that has to happen for them to be able to win at Ohio Stadium tomorrow night?
Oh, wow. I mean, there was 7 takeaways against Michigan State, so maybe like bump that up to 9. That'd probably be a good place to start. No, you know, look, I will say this. I think that Rutgers is going to be more competitive this year against Ohio State. But when I say that, I would be honest with you, I don't know how much that actually means in the grand schemes of the final score. You know, I think if Rutgers can get to halftime, you know, when it's a 14-point game, I would say that's a pretty good accomplishment. If for some reason they can somehow get to the third quarter in a moment where it's a 1-score game or a 10-point game, I think that would be tremendous. I do think that Rutgers will probably have a moment or two on Saturday. I think that, you know, that there is a growing confidence with this team with Chiano back. They are more talented. You know, I think that the depth is still a major issue, and which is why I think that, you know, a team like Ohio State is just going to wear them down over the long term. I think they'll have a moment. You know, maybe Aaron Cruikshank busts a return for a touchdown. They block a kick. You know, they put together a couple of good drives. You know, they've had moments against Michigan in recent years, moments against Wisconsin. They really haven't had those against the Buckeyes, although last year they did cover that 53-point spread, and, you know, obviously a big deal was made of that. But, no, I mean, they're a ways off. You know, I went to South Carolina, and I always, you know, when Kentucky finally beat Florida a couple years ago, people said, you know, can we someday beat Ohio State? And I said, well, yes, eventually anything can happen, but Kentucky was capable of beating Florida for like 6, 7, 8 years where they actually did it. And Rutgers, we're not even at that point yet where Rutgers is capable of beating Ohio State. So I still think this is going to be a 40-something point win for the Buckeyes, but I think Rutgers will at least kind of hang around for a quarter and a half maybe and kind of, you know, have a little bit more success than they've had in the past.
James, we'll get you out of here on this one, man. I've been hearing a lot about transfers that have been brought in that are contributing early on in the season. Who are some of those guys that Buckeye fans need to keep their eye on as far as maybe key contributors that have been transfers this season?
Well, I'll start with a guy that Buckeye fans probably Michael Dwumfor, a Jersey kid who played at Michigan. He was kind of a rotational tackle there. He's a starter here. He's been tremendous through the first 2 weeks. You know, Aaron Cruikshank, you know, returned to kickoff for a touchdown in the Rose Bowl for Wisconsin. He's now at Rutgers and also one of the starting wide receivers. You know, they've brought in several guys. You know, we've talked about Brendan White. You know, Vedrill's one of them. Javonte Haskins is a West Virginia transfer, a tight end. He really hasn't done much as a receiver so far through 2 weeks. He blocks pretty well against Indiana. I think they need to continue that going and establish a tight end in the offense. But it's a lot of new faces for Rutgers. There's a big-time roster turn for Chiano as they're just kind of trying to, you know, bridge the gap until they can get their guys in with the next couple of recruiting classes.
That's great stuff. He's James Cratchy, who's a Rutgers reporter for NJ.com. James, really appreciate your time and informing our Buckeye listeners on what they could expect tomorrow when Greg Schiano and his squad come out of the tunnel. Really appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Anytime. Anytime. Thank you.